When the sun was sinking low over the mountains, Twigleg left his hiding place, signaled to the raven to follow him, and laboriously clambered up the rocks to the spring that Gravelbeard had described to him. It was easy to find. The water bubbled out of a crevice in the rock and fell into a pool. The dwarves had set gleaming semi-precious stones into the rim around this natural basin. The raven settled on the spot and pecked at the beetles lurking between the rocks. But Twigleg climbed up onto the largest boulder and spat into the clear water. The smooth surface of the pool rippled. The water turned dark, and the image of Nettlebrand appeared in it. Gravelbeard was standing on the Golden One's back, dusting the spines of his crest with a large soft brush.
"At last," Nettlebrand growled at Twigleg. "Where have you been all this time? I almost ate this dwarf out of sheer impatience."
Oh, don't do that, master, replied Twigleg. "He was right. A dragon did land here, silver as moonlight and much smaller than you, but definitely a dragon."
Nettlebrand stared incredulously at the mannequin.
"A dragon?" he whispered. "A silver dragon? I've had the whole world searched for them, every last grubby nook and cranny of it, and now one lands almost on my doorstep?"
He leered and licked his lips.
"See," said Gravelbeard, so excited that he dropped the brush. "I found him for you. I did it. Will you give me my scale now? Maybe even two scales? Huh? Shut your gob!"
Nettlebrand snapped at him.
"I'll give you a spectacular close-up view of the gold fillings in my teeth. Carry on cleaning."
Gravelbeard slid off the dragon's back in alarm and retrieved the brush. Nettlebrand addressed his old armor cleaner again. "Tell me what you found out about him. Are there any more of his kind where he comes from?"
"Yes,"
replied Twigleg. Nettlebrand's eyes were gleaming. "Ah," he sighed.
At last, I can go hunting again." He bared his teeth. "Where do I find them?"
Twigleg rubbed his pointed nose and looked nervously at his master's reflection.
Well,
he said, hunching his head between his shoulders.
I don't exactly know, master."
"You don't know?"
Nettlebrand bellowed so loud that Gravelbeard fell headfirst off his back.
"You don't know? What have you been doing all of this time, you useless spidery creature?"
"I can't help it. It's all that brownie's fault," cried Twigleg. "She makes sure the dragon doesn't say anything about where he comes from, but I know what he's looking for, master."
Eagerly he bent over the dark water.
"He's looking for the rim of heaven."
Nettlebrand straightened up and stood motionless. His red eyes were turned in Twigleg's direction, but he was looking right through him. Gravelbeard knocked the dent out of his hat, climbed back up the spiny tail, swearing. The homunculus cleared his throat.
Do you know where that is, master?" he asked quietly.
Nettlebrand was still looking straight through him.
"No one knows where it is," he growled at last,
"except the dragons who've been hiding there for over 100 years, ever since they escaped me. I searched for the rim of heaven until my paws were bleeding. Sometimes I was so close I thought I could smell it. But I never found the dragons. And that was the end of my great hunting days."
"You can hunt this dragon, though," Gravelbeard called from Nettlebrand's back. "The one who's stupid enough to land in front of your nose." "Huh,"
Nettlebrand said scornfully, slapping a paw down on a passing rat.
"Then what? No. No. The fun will be over too soon before I'd even discovered where he comes from. I'd never find out where the others are either. No. I have a better idea. Much better idea."
"Twigleg!"
The homunculus jumped in alarm.
"Yes, master?"
"You must follow him," grunted Nettlebrand. "You must follow him until he leads us to the others, either the dragons he's looking for
or the dragons he's left behind.
Me? Twigleg beat his thin chest pitifully. But why me, Master? Aren't you coming too?
Nettlebread hissed.
I'm not planning to run my paws off till they're sore again. You'll report to me every evening. Every evening without fail, do you hear? And when he's found the rim of heaven, I'll join you.
But how, Master? Asked Twigleg.
I have powers at which you cannot even guess. Go away now and get to work.
And Nettlebrand's image in the pool began to blur.
Wait, Master, wait,
cried the mannequin, but the water in the basin grew clearer and clearer until Twigleg was looking into the eyes of his own reflection.
Oh, no, he whispered. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
Then, with a heavy sigh, he turned and went in search of the Raven.